In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I thank God that He allowed me to be here today and to visit my beloved friend Abuna Yunan and Abuna James, and to see all of you and to share the glorification and the great memory of this great example and role model, our mother, the Theotokos, Saint Mary. Always, whenever we remember Saint Mary, we feel happy. And we are quite sure that we will learn something. All our years on earth are not enough that we may cover how this great representative God chose her because of her purity, loyalty, humbleness, love. I thank Peter because it's a last minute. I told him during the Vesper now that I may need some slides, and I thought that I can do different technique with my phone directly to the screens, but he helped me a lot. Thank him. God bless him. As Abuna said, if you want to talk about the pride, I may take it all the way around. We talk about humbleness and how to avoid pride. Because talking about the virtue will help you to avoid the opposite. And as I said, when once we just think about Saint Mary, it's enough to teach us how to be humble. Saint Mary, the second Eve. The first Eve fell in the trap or being trapped in the trap of pride. She accepted to open conversation with someone else far from God. And by itself, it is a trap. Did God tell you, do not eat from any of the trees of the garden? Started in a very tricky way, because this wasn't the case. No, God told us to eat from all the trees, apart from one tree. Do not eat, do not touch. Otherwise, you'll die. And the first lie in the world? No. You will never die. You will not die. And doubting God's words attracted her attention. Will never die. But God knows if you eat, your eyes will be opened. You'll be like God. And you know the good and the bad. Three things. Two are correct, but the one in the middle, the sandwich, are wrong, are a lie, a big lie. Your eyes will be opened, yes. You will know the good and the bad, okay. But you'll be gods? No. It's a lie. He's the creator, we are his creation. We were nothing and he was everything. And still everything. He's God. So started to give her the trap which even heavenly orders fell in the same trap. If we read book of Isaiah chapter 14, you'll find the same trap. I'll put my throne above God's throne. I will be like God. Same trap. The pride. Taking wrong position. Sitting on a wrong seat. Living a wrong life. So this first Eve, and she ate and gave her husband to eat, and he ate. And they discovered the lie, but it was too late. Eyes opened, yes. Started to know. I tried to avoid them from knowing the bad. I want them to know the good only, but they started to know the bad. Good and bad. Tree of knowledge. But they became gods? No. And they started to, once their eyes opened and these eyes designed to see God and glorify God, they discovered their nakedness. They discovered they were naked. They were ashamed of themselves and didn't even want to face God again. So it's a trap. Pride is a trap. Second Eve, Saint Mary. God, as Saint Athanasius the Great, wanted to solve the problem once he killed an innocent animal and took its skin and covered Adam and Eve. He wanted them to see that an innocent creation will pay the price that you may live. So the plan of redemption and salvation started after the first conversation between them and God in the garden, before saying to them, you cannot continue being with me, because being with me, that means forever in this sick condition. You are in the way of death. You live forever dead. I want you to live forever. So I will solve the problem first, and then I will say, live. Be with me. And started to send generation after generation, prophets and kings, and to try to solve the problem. And Isaiah cried, why don't you split heaven and come? Like تكتشق السماء وتنزل. اعمل حاجة. I will come in my own good time, my own good way. هاجي في الطريقة المظبوطة والوقت المظبوط. دي دايما شغل ربنا. And then, Saint Athanasius said, as we say in the Gregorian Mass, لا ملاك ولا رئيس ملائكة ولا نبي تمنته على خلاصنا. I cannot create a new creation, an angel, and send him to the world to redeem Adam. The one who committed the sin was a man. The one who should pay the price, a man. What else Saint Athanasius imagined to solve the problem? He imagined that this is a courtroom and people behind the bars and the judge about to say the final words about what they deserve. And someone entered from the door and said to the judge, please, I want this person behind the bars to live. Set him free and take me instead of him. So the judge said, okay, it's a good idea and it's good love of and good heart of you, but under some conditions. Are you a man? Because he's a man. Yes. If a man with sin, a sinful person, join him, go behind the bars. You cannot save him. Number one, a man. Number two, without sin. Number three, how many behind the bars? A person, two, thousand, million? How many? All human beings. الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا. How many behind the bars? So, what's the nature of this man without sin? What's the third one? Unlimited. Capable of paying the debts of the whole world. And we say it, if you come early, while we're offering the lamb. Offering the lamb before Baker, or after Baker, or when? قبل الجوسبل, reading the gospel, ولا بعد reading the gospel, offering the lamb. امتى بتبقى؟ قبل المزامير, بعد المزامير؟ سؤال صعب, طبعا, طبعا. If you know the sequence, that means you attend everything in its order. بعد باكر, بعد المزامير, رسم التونية, O Lamb of God, who carries the sin of the whole world, hear us, have mercy upon us, amen. And you start to cry, Kyrieleison, God, I'm not worthy to be here. And I'm really embarrassed that you die on my behalf. You pay my debts. So number one, amen. Number two, without, انتو نايمين طبعا, واضح, انتو بتناموا, احنا في هونولولو بنسهر شوية, انتو بتناموا بعد الساعة 8. Without ولا with sin? Without sin. Number three, unlimited. Number four, to accept the penalty, to die. ونقف نبص للصليب ونقول له فلماذا أنت مصلوب هنا وأنا الخاطي حر أتباهى. أنت قدوس طهور بينما أنا من دنس في الشر وتاه. I'm the one who deserved the penalty. And you die. And God saying, tell me the other option. The whole world, all my creation will die. The self-pride filled them. They gave me their backs. Number five, the most important one, and no one else can do it but God, after he accepted to die. Huh? Eh? Rise again. He conquered death. Death cannot catch him, cannot have the final word. يقدر يقوم نفسه من الموت. This is what Saint Athanasius the Great said in the incarnation of the flesh. Second Eve came, being chosen. And she knows the problem. And that's why God chose her. She's full of being humble and meek. Her life wasn't easy. She got all the reasons to give excuses and to live wrong life. Many people, they say, do you know why I left the right track and the right way? And because of what? She lived a very poor life without parents. Her childhood, a very tough childhood. But from her words with Elizabeth, proved to us that she was very knowledgeable, full of knowledge. Lived a life of surrender. Leave the altar, I will leave the altar. Before you leave the altar, clean everything, I'll clean everything. Do you know when I say she lived in the temple since she were young, were a child, you may imagine that she was using a towel and brush and trying to clean the benches. No. The temple was full of sacrifices. Dead animals, they killed them, and Saint Mary, one of the servants cleaning the altar and the temple every day. It wasn't easy at all. It wasn't a comfortable job. Never complained, because she focusing on God and God alone. It's enough for me to be in his temple. Saint Mary, because she was humble and living a life of surrender and obedience, you'll leave here and you'll join Joseph's house. After the story, you all know how they chose a man to take Saint Mary to join his house. Okay, whatever you may say, God, I will do. I'm your servant. And afterwards, the most important meeting happened between Saint Mary and a heavenly conversation between Saint Mary and one of the archangels, Archangel Gabriel. And I want you, when you have time, to read Saint Luke chapter 1, this visit. What part she wanted to stop the archangel and to ask a question. He said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You are full of grace, and you are, and you're pregnant, and you'll be the mother of God," and started to describe who's this Jesus. No end for his authority, and he will be the real king, and the one everyone may wait. All the girls and the ladies of Israel was waiting, and you are the one. After he finished, she said to him, she didn't say anything wrong, but she said, "How this could be to me, and I have no man. I don't know a man." As if she stopped when he said, you'll conceive and you'll be pregnant. Okay. Maybe you came to a wrong house. Maybe you're talking about Elizabeth. Maybe you're talking my next door neighbor. Maybe the navigator gave you a wrong house. You've reached your destination and you found, no, the destination is wrong. "I don't know a man." "Oh, you're asking about this Mary. The Holy Spirit will dwell upon you and the power of the Lord," and another theological conversation beyond the limits of a 13-year-old girl. "All right, do you know Mary? I will comfort your heart. Do you know your relative Elizabeth? She's also pregnant." "I told you I don't know a man. She is married, a married lady. Do not give me this comparison. Do not say you and Elizabeth are pregnant." "She's pregnant, yes. It's a miracle, yes. In God's own good time, okay. But she is a married lady. I don't know a man." And he went to heaven, to God again, and said, "What do you want me? I'm just a messenger. What do you want me to tell her?" "Tell her, Archangel Gabriel, nothing impossible in God's hands. You take this part, you believe in it? Okay. Do not try to convince me. Do not continue giving me proof or any evidence. Let it be as you said, I'm God's servant, because I believe that nothing impossible in God's hands." And Saint Mary continued to feel that she's the queen and the mother of God, and stayed at home very proud of herself. Oh, I'm the chosen one, and I will sit here and everyone will come, the whole world will come and come and say, you are the most favored one. Quickly, she traveled to help Elizabeth. She picked the first part she picked from the conversation, you'll be pregnant, but I don't know a man. But he said, nothing impossible in God's hands. And I agreed. The second part she picked, your relative, Elizabeth, she was barren and God gave her to be in her 6 months. Now she's pregnant. She's old and she needs help. I'll go to help Elizabeth. This is all what bothered her. And she stayed for 3 months until the birth of John the Baptist. Saint Mary, what's been written in the four Gospels and Book of Acts and the Epistles about her, very few verses, very few words. This long conversation with Archangel Gabriel, another words with Elizabeth, and few words. Very few words. Maybe in St. John chapter 2, in the first miracle, we may talk about this tomorrow, she said, they run out of wine. That's all what he may say to you, do it. What else? What else you heard? He was 12 years old, and she said, where have you been? We worried about you. We searched everywhere. When they thought he got lost, that's it. And heaven considered her differently. All over the generations, God wanted us to remember this example. And as you see here, some of you were there, many of you weren't, because this was 1968. What the appearances or the apparitions may do to us? How this may help if we say that St. Mary appeared in different parts of the world and in Egypt, 68, that means almost 50 years now. 68, that means 47 years now. Almost half century. So that's why I'm saying most of you weren't there. Especially the ladies, of course, they didn't reach 50. So all the ladies weren't there at that time. So what this appearance or these apparitions may help us in our life? Number one, where's this soul came from? That's the first question. Where? From? Heaven. So there is heaven. Heaven is a fact. Because something coming from above, a visit coming from above, from where? From heaven. Number two, bringing the nature of the kingdom. It's full of light, no darkness there. So bringing light with her. As Book of Revelation saying in chapter 21, no sorrow, no tears, no disease, no death. We know that this soul passed away from this earth almost 2,000 years now, and still alive. So coming from a place full of light, coming from above, there is a kingdom above. Coming from a place, there is no death there. I'm coming from a place, the sender is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many people received healing because of these apparitions? How many people back to God because these messages? And she continued, because she started, she continued being humble. Go and visit my people and bless them. I will go. Go and say to them, my son, granting you healing, I will go. It's a very famous apparitions and been documented in the most famous two newspapers, Al-Ahram and Al-Akhbar, that Pope Kyrollos at that time, may God repose his soul and accept his prayers on all our behalf, he, after 1 month of the apparitions, admitted that this is a message from heaven and this is Saint Mary. And God sent this soul to bless Egypt. And another newspaper, and then I will not waste your time in reading even foreign reporters came and saw the apparition and wrote about Saint Mary. And another apparitions happened. We need time to read all this. Instead of 6-8, say 86. Another apparition in Shobra, in Al-Qadisa Dimyana. And another apparitions in the last 3 centuries in many places in the world. 13 being documented, and I think the last one in Russia recently, they talked about it. But for the apparition in Egypt in 68, stayed for almost 3 years, appearing twice a week, every day sometimes, every week, and granting healing to the sick and strengthening people's faith and bringing people back to God. What a strong personality and a strong representative of our humanity. Because of what? Because of her purity. Because of her clear vision. You may ask, what is this icon or this photo about? If you visited Deir el-Suryan recently, you may know the answer. In 1989, a fire happened because of a clever deacon. After we finished the Mass, Abuna, it was during the Holy Lent, Abuna gave him the Sharia. You know where, ya Habibi, had faddi Sharia? Ah, taban Abuna. He was from the retreat house, min Beit al-Khilwa. Tab isal ya abni. Rah oda, maliana fahm, maliana shama, fadda Sharia. هو جميل خالص. يعني في صفيحة فيها فحم ميت اللي بنفضي فيها البواقي الشورية بتاعت القداسات، وجنبها صفيحة تانية بناخد منها الفحم اللي هنعمل بيه القداس اللي جاي. فضها فين؟ انتوا عرفتوا، طالما قلت فاير يبقى انتوا عرفتوا. فاللي حصل، this is in the western part of the church, the big church, كنيسة السوريان الكبيرة. Do you know باب الرموز، باب النبوات،
in this church. This is the east. الغرب خالص, you have the cave of Ambabishoy. بس الكيف داخل في أوضة. لو أنت لسه في صحن الكنيسة في الغرب, فوقيك في فريسك بقى رسومات في الأبواب زي كده. فكان في كل all the art in the church, Syrian art, until 1989, and God, in His own good time, in His own way, wanted to say, underneath all this art, there is a Coptic art. فعمل حريقة. وافق إن الولد الغلبان يعمل لنا الحريقة. وبعدين we brought the archaeologists and experts from Holland, from France, from Belgium, and with the Egyptians, tried to clean the effect of the fire. ينظفوا الصماد بقى والأسود والcracks اللي حصلت في الحيطة. فجابوا بقى scaffolds وطلعوا لغاية فوق and started to check what to do to bring it back to its original state or condition. And one of the experts said, because of this crack after the fire, I can tell there is another one underneath. Allow me to take 1 centimeter left and right and take it out and to discover what's going on. And in a very professional way, he took part of the Syrian icon or fresco, and he said, there is another one. God protected it for you for years, for centuries. And they injected the one above this one, and it took them almost 3 months to take it as it is, without breaking it or destroying it. نزلوا الأيقونة كاملة, الفريسكا كاملة بالكراكس بتاعتها ونظفوها تحت. بس they discovered this one. What is this one? It's the most, because of their reports, not my words. They said, this is the most beautiful fresco of Annunciation in the world for St. Mary. And God was covering it for us until from the 10th century till the end of the 20th century. Because why they call it El Surian Monastery? Because Syrian monks came in the 7th century to learn monastic life from the Copts. So the Pope at that time allowed them to stay in one monastery with the Copts, with the Coptic monks. And they chose St. Mary and Ambah Neskama Monastery, which is El Surian Monastery. And they stayed for 8 centuries, group going, group coming, group going, going, group coming. And in the 10th century, one of them, an artist, he decided to cover all the Coptic art in the church and cover it with the Syrian art. And the time came that they discovered that there is a Coptic art underneath. So we have 3 frescoes. The 3 underneath, under them, there is, they discovered a Coptic art. And this goes back to the 7th century. Of course, it's difficult from where you sit to read or to know, to discover the details. It's St. Mary in the middle and Archangel Gabriel with a manuscript in his hand, اللي هي المخطوطات اللي بتبقى مسكنها دي. It's from St. Luke, the good news he's passing from heaven to her, اللي هي البشارة. And 2 prophets on the right, 2 prophets on the left, everyone carrying his prophecy in his hand. On the left side, from where you sit, is Isaiah and Ezekiel, and the right is Daniel and David, everyone with his prophecy in his hand about St. Mary.
how did you keep your humble state and your humble heart when you heard from the archangel that God chose you? And you discovered that what Isaiah wrote about you almost 900 years ago in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, when he wrote, "هو ذا العذراء تحبل وتلد ابنا," the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and his name will be Emmanuel, God is with us. And you stay keeping your humble heart, and the self-pride didn't fill your being, kept your humbleness. And this is another story about what we live these days. Who's this? And what did he see? What's St. Mary giving him? This St. Thomas, he was in India, and that's why we fast these days. St. Thomas, when is the departure of St. Mary? عيد نياحة العذراء امتى؟ اللي هو هنعيد عليه اللي هو هنعيده السبت الجاي ده؟ مش هو مش كده؟ خدوا بالكم, I'm very tricky, ما تاخدوش كلامي كده مرة واحدة, فكروا الأول قبل ما ترد. طيب, العذراء اتنيحت in 21st of Tuba, اللي هو امتى؟ آخر يناير, end of January. طب why we celebrate by the end of August, in the third week of August, what we are celebrating these days? St. Thomas came back from India in the beginning of Misra, and the disciples told him about the departure of St. Mary. And God blessed him by seeing her soul and her body going to heaven. And she's giving him الزنار, جزء من اللي بيلبسوه, الشريط اللي بيربطوا بيه الروب بتاعهم. So the other disciples told him, "We buried St. Mary in this tomb, in this grave." He said, "Okay, I doubt. You know me. Unless I see, I will not believe." They opened the tomb, and they found it empty, and no any sign of stealing. Everything in its place. So what happened? They prayed to God and they fasted for 15 days that God may reveal to them what happened to the body of St. Mary. And in the feast of St. Mary, we celebrate another apparition, another visit from heaven to earth with Jesus and St. Mary telling them that I will not keep this body on earth. I took it. Since the minute of her departure. So it's a unique, very unique action from God, because she is the Theotokos, the Mother of God. Now I want you to open like a table, and we'll compare between the humble and the pride. And what is the what you may gain from this, and God's opinion about this and about that. This is the first verse, which is from Proverbs chapter 16. It's a very famous verse. اللي عارفينها بالعربي اللي هي قبل الكسر الكبرياء وقبل السقوط تشامخ الروح. So there is a warning from God that be careful. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So how can I keep pride in my heart
And I saw that the result will be destruction. By the way, we know. مفيش حد بيعمل حاجة بيبقى مش عارف النتائج بتاعتها. لأن احنا عارفين حاجات كتير. So, not, this is not the one for the table. For the table from now on, these coming verses. So the first one is a warning. Be careful. Do not think about continuing your life with a heart full of pride. While we are checking the verses, we'll make the comparison and we'll apply it on St. Mary. This verse saying a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. So if you are opening the table, what you write here and what you write there? Law, honor. مش كده؟ حاجة تحت وضيعة وحاجة عالية. كبرياء الإنسان تضعه والوضيع الروح ينال مجد. وضيع الروح هنا في it's a translation, but it's like poor in spirit. The humble person. Blessed, we just read it in the Vesper. Blessed are those in the first one. How many blessings in Matthew chapter 5 when God gave the Beatitudes? How many? Sunday school, فين? اللي بيذكروا في Sunday school. The Beatitudes فيها كم blessing? ما فيهاش, مش كده? أريح. أسأل ولد رجع من المدرسة ولا من الكنيسة من Sunday school. قل له خدت إيه النهاردة يا حبيبي? Things from the Bible, أبونا. هم قالوا لك كل ده يا حبيبي في الكنيسة النهاردة. Things from the Bible, أبونا. And something about the saints. فقال لي السنكسار وقال لي الإنجيل الحقيقة. الاثنين. وقعد أشجعه بهدايا وبحاجات عشان يفتكر الإنجيل كان عن إيه. طب استنى. إنجيل العشية كان عن إيه النهاردة؟ كان من إنجيل قفوا بخوف وانصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس. فصل بشرح الإنجيل معلمنا إيه؟ طب ليه مش كلكم confident كده وما سمعتش one voice sing متى قولوها إيه؟ ماثيو ماتيو أي حاجة chapter 4 and 5 yeah the end of 4 and some verse 16 verses from 5 هو لازم نعرف here saying كبرياء الإنسان تضعه والوضيع الروح ينال مجد. How many before St. Mary we forgot them and we don't know their history, but who took the glory? Who took the honor? The humble person. Okay, number two. And هسألكو, I will ask about the how many we mentioned and what are the column one and column two. فأصحوا شوي. Number two, when pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is? احنا عاملين سلايد عشان تقروا. يعني تأتي الكبرياء يجي معها الهوان. دي برضو في Book of Proverbs. ومع المتواضعين حكمة. If I ask you to mention some things about St. Mary's wisdom, she was very wise since she was young. Very wise little girl, but full of wisdom, full of honor. But number one in the positive side, honor. Number two, wisdom. On the negative side, what was number one? Law and shame. وهوان أصعب من shame كمان. يعني بالترجمة لو ممكن الهوان تحمل أكتر من معنى بالنسبة للشيم. شيم خزي. بس الهوان داخل فيه الخزي. Not all the slides came. Okay, I continue with you. Thank you. I have a backup here. It's very humble, although it's small, but will do the job. So, when pride comes, then comes shame. But with humble is wisdom. We can apply this on St. Mary, and you can remember all the shameful examples all over the history. They weren't wise, so they gained shame. Okay, number three. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. So from God's, if God is looking from up, from his kingdom, he will regard the lowly. هيميز وياخد باله من المتواضع. وال proud he knows from far. We thank God that the gospel or the psalm said, "I will know him from far." That means I'm still giving him the chance to come back, to get closer. Because I don't know him, that's it. I will never know him, that's it. Do you remember in Matthew 7, the end of the Sermon on the Mount? Hey, Matthew, كام قالوا المعوزة على الجبل, Sermon on the Mount, Matthew, أنا جاوبتها, أنا قلت by the end of chapter 7. فارجعوا, ارجعوا اثنين chapter تعرفوا الإجابة. So 7, 6 and 5, أنا قلت هم ثلاثة, وآخرها في سبعة, يبقى مش معقول يكون أربعة. So 5, 6 and 7. By the end of chapter 7, many will come and say to me, "In your name, we preached your name, we've done miracles in your name, and we cast away demon spirits in your name." Truly I say to you, I told them, "I don't know you. Go away, O evildoers. اذهبوا عني يا فاعلي الإثم. لا أعرفكم, ما أعرفكوش. باسمك تنبأنا, prophesied and taught. باسمك أخرجنا شياطين, إحنا عملنا معجزات كتيرة وقوات كتير, ما أعرفكمش. Because I don't know, I may help my people. I may allow that the miracles may happen because of the poor people receiving the miracles, my people. But the evildoers who may refer all the goodness, all the glory and the honor to themselves, I don't know these spirits. I don't know you. So, thank you, God, that you said, they will be far from me. He knows from afar. That's giving us a chance to come back. So, from God's opinion, this is close, this is far. What else? Let us end with a very important verse. In St. James, and being repeated the same meaning in 1 Peter. But he gives more grace, therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This is the most difficult one from my opinion. The only verse all over the history and all over God's words that may say God resists. الرب يقاوم المستكبرين أما المتواضعين فيعطيهم نعمة. He didn't God say God resists the sinners generally, or God resists anyone who may commit any other sin, but the one who is full of pride, the only one that said God resists. الرب يقاوم المتكبر. يقاومه. We are not up to this level that we can stand, that may hear that God is resisting us. صعب علينا ان نعرف ربنا
هيقول أنا هقاومك. We're not able to resist or to fight. إحنا غلابة خالص. ما تستناش لما تسمع إن the spirit of pride is in you and this will be resisted from God. الحق وتشفع بالعذراء قول لها يا اللي عرفت سكة التواضع الحقيني. أنا لما أقول كلمة وأنا لو نزل ملاك من السماء ولا أبويا طلع مين أنت تطلع ملاك وتنزل مين وتطلع مين من القبر؟ ولا هتعرف تطلع واحد من القبر ولا تنزل ملاك من السماء. ماشي يعني برضه عشان يبقى عارفين ما تقولش ده لو مين عمل ومين سو. احنا غلابة خالص. ما تعملش كده. دي فيها ذات فيها روح ربنا هيقاومها. God will resist this. لا. Finally, I want to say one of the sayings of Mar Ishaq. I'll say it in Arabic and try to translate it. الاتضاع خلص كثيرين بلا تعب. وتعب الإنسان بلا اتضاع يذهب باطلا. بلا اتضاع يعني بإيه؟ هو بس مكسوف يقول الكلمة الوحشة. يعني أما أقول اللي مش بالتضاع اللي هي إيه؟ بكبرياء. Being humble will save you from many situations, from many days, from many attacks, from evil attacks. Being humble. المتواضعون يفلتون منها. قالها الأب أنطونيوس لما ابتدت الحروب تيجي عليه وعلى أبو مقار. كلامه على المتواضعين ده عايز قعدة تاني. مين اللي يهرب من الكلام ده كله؟ المتواضعين. الحقيقة when we think about these columns, افتكروا معايا الـ positive one. قلنا ايه؟ قلنا honor. وقلنا ايه؟ ها؟ wisdom. قلنا ايه كمان؟ فاكرين حاجة؟ قلنا أربعة على الأقل. يعطيهم نعمة دي الأخرانية. أما المتواضعون فيعطيهم نعمة. وفي ناس قريبة وناس أفار. احفظوا الأربعة دول كفاية. في wisdom, في honor. Wisdom close to God, not resisted but blessed and full of grace. We'll receive grace from God. We'll receive blessing from God. What's the opposite? ملوش لازم. ملوش لازم. مش حلو. نحن نفتكره. The fruit of the pride, the fruit of being humble. Shame, far, resisted. مش عايزين كده. Thank you, Saint Mary. You reminded us with this great virtue, and you warned, your life warned us from not living the opposite. We want to think about this virtue tonight and think about being accepted from God, not resisted, and blessed from God. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed, Saint Mary said. Why? Because the Almighty directly may direct the action and the glory to the one who got the glory. لصاحب المجد. ما وقفتش عن منذ الآن جميع الأجيال تطوبني وخلاص. واو! أصلا أنا أم المسيح. لا. لأن القدير صنع بي عظائم. هو الشغل بتاعه. واسمه قدوس. شوف الجمال بتاع التعبيرات بتاعتها. His name is holy and he've done wonders with me. He is almighty. Talk about God, you'll forget yourself. When I say, do you pray, do you read the Bible? You're knowing about God and talking about God and talking with God. By itself, the level of the pride will decrease. You don't have enough time or effort to remember yourself or your pride.
Remembering the saints and the martyrs and the angels and all these great examples, on the top of them are Saint Mary. You don't have time to remember the evil which is happening in the world. All over the generations, all over the centuries, there are evil people, and people give their back to God. Do not allow that this may affect your behavior and affect your life and affect your growing toward God. Because when you say, your kingdom come, what that means? One day I was explaining the Lord's Prayer to a group of the youth, and I told them, please say it out loud together. Said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. I said, stop. He said, why stopped us? God heard your wish and your desire, and he will send an angel now and to take your souls to heaven. You say, your kingdom come. One of them said, really? I was joking. Abuna, no, not now, I'm still young. You just said your kingdom come. What happened? You're not ready? No, this is just words, Abuna. They taught us how to pray. No, mean what you say. If you say every day your kingdom come, say, God, what are the qualifications for your kingdom? I want to be qualified. I don't want to hear with St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, the last verse, بل أقمع جسدي وأستعبده حتى بعد ما كرست للآخرين لا أصير أنا نفسي مرفوضا. After I preach to others, I myself will be disqualified. That's sad. So check what may make you qualified. During the revival of St. Mary, during the Nahda, check virtue after the other. Resist all the opposite negative actions. Resist them and get rid of one after the other. What's the meaning of the fasting? We fast and break the fasting, and then the next fasting is before Christmas, and we break the Merry Christmas and break the fasting. And then Happy Easter, Christos Anestim, break the fasting. بعدين احنا بنبرجن بقى على صوم الرسل شويه ما 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 فيش هابي حاجه في الاخر مش بيقولوا لنا حاجه لا If one of the saints said, if in every fasting you joined fasting with prayers and got rid of negative thing from your heart and added a virtue, you will be a saint. اذا كنا في كل صوم نتخلص من رذيله ونكتسب فضيلة لصرنا قديسين. Do not allow that fasting after the other. Fasting كل سنة أنا بحب سانت ماري صوم العذراء بيبقى خفيف قوي أصله كله سمك. هو ده بس اللي بيعجبك في صوم العذراء. وكان خفيف ومصاريني ما تعبتش ومش عارف. يا سلام. لا الحقيقة استفدت من صيام العذراء. كل سنة وأنت طيب. الحمد لله إن بطنك كويسة. It's not enough to think about the food. أنا والصوم الكبير الحقيقة يا أبونا عشان بيبقى صعب وبيمشى. يا جدع أنت كفاية تفكير في الأكل والفصال في الأكل. وواحد يجي يقول لي لا أنا أقول لك بقى تعالى بقى أنا أقول لك الصوم الكبير ده عدى عليا إزاي أنا أوصف لك ويديله good diet. ما يدلوش spiritual diet ولا spiritual plan ولا يقول لا أنا الحقيقة غريبة جدا أنا الصوم الكبير ده عدى ما تعبتش ما حسيتش بيه. ما راح بيقول لي ما حسيتش. قلت له يا ريتك حسيت بيه. تتخيل يا ابونا عدى خالص كان ما حسيتش بيه. لا يا حبيبي كان نفسي تحس بيه. كان زمانك قدمت لك خطوه ولا عملت حاجه. صوم العذراء لسه ما خلصش. النهارده الاربع فاضل لكم يومين وربع يومين وقداس. فحاولوا ان let us take what the church planned for us. Remember Saint Mary, remember the virtues, remember yourself, purify your heart. I thank you for this time you gave me, and I'm really reminding myself before reminding you, and we'll meet, God willing, tomorrow during the Holy Mass. Glory be to God now and forever. Amen.